We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 30 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled The Art of Saying No. Now, if we flash back to 2016, I aired episode number 17 titled How Saying Yes Can Change Your Life. Listening to today's episode may be a bit counterintuitive with that content in mind, but the truth is, learning when to say yes and learning when to say no are both very, very important lessons. Essentially, when you're saying yes to one opportunity, you're pretty much saying no to another opportunity, and vice versa. In my experience, how often you say yes or how often you say no depends on where you're at on your journey in life. To put it simply, if you seem lost with no direction, no goals, no clear mission, then you probably should be saying yes to every opportunity that comes your way so you can find out what it is that you are passionate about. And then focus your efforts solely on that project once you figure it out. Once you have those very high level goals nailed down, pinned up on the wall so you could look at them every day, you should start saying no to distractions and shiny objects that deter you from your mission. So to kick off today's episode, I chose a quote from the legendary Steve Jobs. It goes like this. People think focus means saying yes to the thing you've got to focus on. But that's not what it means at all. It means saying no to the 100 other good ideas that there are. You have to pick carefully. I'm actually as proud of the things we haven't done as the things I have done. Innovation is saying no to 1,000 things. Rest in peace, Steve Jobs. To follow up a great quote with a great reference, Jim Collins, famous author of the book Good to Great, once suggested we should stop making to-do lists and start making don't-do lists, or stop doing lists. Don't allow yourself to get bogged down with mindless tasks and busy work. Crossing a few items off of your to-do list may feel good, but it's important to look at what value is actually produced in accomplishing those minor tasks. In life, tons of shiny objects are flashed in front of us. They're usually very enticing, but typically end up being smoke and mirror-like distractions that don't actually help guide you towards your ultimate goal and deter you off of your path. So, what are a few activities that we should start saying no to right off the bat? All of the uninspiring shit. Say no to wasting time with negative people. Say no to working excessively long hours, but don't be lazy and entirely unproductive. Say no to wasting time endlessly scrolling through TikTok videos and binging on Netflix shows. Have conviction in respecting your own time because it's a very finite resource. Finally, say no to doing what's wrong. It's important to be a good person. Say yes to doing the right thing always. Doing the right thing should be your guiding light. It should be your North Star. So, in conclusion, my final thought for the day, saying no can be a bit uncomfortable. No one enjoys being rejected or rejecting someone. Just be gracious when you're saying no, but be firm and clear when you say it. It's important to communicate it clearly so people don't get the wrong impression. You don't have to apologize for or feel bad about saying no either. Saying no to protect your time, to protect your dream, is your right as an individual. It's the ultimate form of self-respect, in my opinion. That's all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag The Motivation Movement on social media. Tag at MRudo. And do not forget to check out my new website, MRudo.com. You can listen to all my recent episodes on there. I want to hear your uncut, raw, and unfiltered feedback. Please do not hold back. I can take the criticism. I'm not very sensitive. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it with me. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.